City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Olson?
Here.
Alderman Solomon?
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm is excused. Alderman Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Schmidt?
Present.
Alderman Skaronski?
Here.
Please rise to join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I would ask before we start the meeting that we had a very distinguished pillar of our community, a person that had performed many, many acts of kindness to the disabled, William Gross, who is being laid out at Mac's funeral home tonight, Mac Sass' funeral home, and I would ask for a moment of silence on his behalf. Thank you very much. I'm going to go directly to, what is it, item number four, and standards, findings, decisions, City of Franklin, and turn it over to the city attorney. The reason I'm moving to that is that I think it will help to clarify some issues. New things have popped up in the last half hour that I think the city attorney needs to bring forward to the Common Council. And then we'll turn directly to citizens' comment period, and anyone wishing to speak can.
City Mr. Attorney. Mayor, this is simply put subject to the discretion of the Common Council, but based upon what Attorney Joseph Sincotta, who has been corresponding with the city in terms of making filings and attending the various meetings on the minor subject matter. It's based upon what he calls an objection letter, which he sent to me today, which shortly thereafter, when I first saw it, I sent it to the clerk for distribution, and I understand that the clerk thereafter distributed to every one of the Common Council members. In any event, one of the issues that he does raise is a unified development ordinance provision with regard to the natural resource protection subject matter procedure, which speaks in terms of persons speaking at the public hearing, considering a special exception, being sworn in either by oath or affirmation. In any event, as soon as I saw it, I spoke with Department of City Development staff, and I recalled off the top of my head being at the Plan Commission when there was a public hearing, and frankly, that public hearing was put over through two meetings, that there was no testimony under oath or affirmation. There's also a provision speaking in terms of other persons, interested parties being able to ask questions of persons testifying under oath or affirmation, the planning manager confirmed that that has not been the practice of the Department of City Development. So in any event, on the run, I did some quick legal research, looked at some general concepts about statutory construction, ordinance construction, local government application of its own rules, and there's some concepts out there. Is the provision mandatory or directory? Is it strictly procedural versus substantive? And there are a handful of cases out there providing that when it's a procedural matter versus a substantive matter, actions based upon failure to follow strictly procedural regulations will not be voided on that account. In any event, considering all things considered, I thought perhaps the simplest way is to avoid that particular argument, and perhaps the council would be interested in postponing this matter. There are still conditions on the original approval project total with regard to Plan Development District 36, which remain incomplete from a timing standpoint, which in no way, shape, or form should be interpreted to mean vote for this project or don't vote for this project, but that's a fact in terms of timing. Number two, postponement and a referral back to the Plan Commission to hold the hearing per strict compliance with the Unified Development Ordinance Code would remove this issue from any potential further argument or potential litigation down the road. So that would be my recommendation. And in terms of timing, it would be a re-notice. It's a Class 2 published notice. Newspaper publications for the city of Franklin are published on Thursdays. That being considered, if it was re-noticed this week, special plan commission meeting would be able to hear the subject matter on Thursday, October 25. Thereafter, a return to the common council. I understand one of the agenda items this evening is to change the date for the November 6th common council meeting, and that the staff recommendation is to put it over to the 13th, and that postponement being due to the election. But maybe maybe this is an appropriate subject matter for a what would otherwise be the Committee of the Whole night, Monday, November 5, which is pretty close to the normal hearing date. That wouldn't involve clerk's office staff working November 6th election, because it wouldn't be a single item coming council meeting. So anyway, those are the thoughts off the top of my head. It's obviously subject to the discretion of the common council.
Thank you, Mr. City Attorney. I basically had about, I don't know, we talked it in the last 45 minutes or so, so that's about as much heads up as I've had on the subject matter. And I think all of us understand that we have one of the best municipal attorneys around. It would be foolish on our part not to listen to his advice. And so I would ask the council to, I would ask the city attorney to fashion a motion for the council and to move to postpone this pursuant to the advice based on council. So, city attorney, do you have a few
more? Just one other point, and I did speak with Attorney Sincotta shortly before the meeting here, and frankly told him that was my thought, obviously subject to the common council discretion. Also told that to Attorney Randall on behalf of Myers earlier today. Interestingly, I won't get into the detail of me reading the Unified Development Ordinance codes, but I don't have to. But in any event, I understood from a question to staff at one of the meetings that time extensions were necessary to put certain matters over. And as I recall, last time around it was with the natural resource special exception, there was a time limit running. So I reminded everyone of that at the last meeting, and Attorney Randall agreed to execute such an extension. One of the points in Attorney Sincotta's letter today is that no extension is necessary. But nonetheless, without me looking in the code to verify that, I'd ask Attorney Randall to execute another written agreement with authority from his client to extend this matter. And would be, I'm going to suggest a motion that the item G4 subject matter on the October 2, 2012 Common Council meeting be the source of a hearing, I think that rehearing in front of the Plan Commission at a special Plan Commission meeting to be called for October 25, 2012, and that the matter be returned to the Common Council thereafter at a special meeting of the Common Council to be held for that purpose on Monday, November 5, 2012.
Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
The moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Taylor?
Well, Your Honor, I'm not going to support this. The Common Council can choose to. I've been doing this, not as long as some, but I've been doing this for 8.5 years in 2 municipalities. And I've been a number of times threatened to be sued, or actually sued in our role in whatever business we're doing. And frankly, I liken this to an ambulance chaser running around to different communities, and they're pushing this city around, and I refuse to be intimidated by this. So I'm not going to support doing this. This council can do what it pleases, but this is actually just really sickening that we have a project, we have a $15 million project, we have 250 jobs, we have an attorney running from community to community trying to prevent a Meijer store from coming here. It really pisses me off.
Okay, Alderman Skransky?
Yeah, I think as we as elected officials up here and advice of our attorney have to follow the procedure which he gives us advice on to make sure that the city in no way is harmed. I realize, and I have to agree with Alderman Taylor, that this thing has gone on so long, it's got to be a joke, and we should come to a conclusion on this, but to make sure that the city is not put in harm's way in any way, and we should bring this thing to a conclusion, hopefully within the next meeting, and be the end of it. So I have to support the city attorney's suggestion in order for us to proceed with this at a different date, so we make sure that all the bases are covered.
Okay. Alderman Schmidt?
Well, I'm wondering, too, if we wound up postponing this again, is there any guarantee that this will be another postponement, would be the final one, or is there a potential for this to be dragged out further by an attorney wanting to get involved with delaying the process?
City attorney?
I don't know that I characterize this as some third party dragging it out. I think it's a matter of fact that I conferred with staff, frankly, 2 weeks ago. I asked a broader question of staff in terms of is there anything else out there? And I thought there wasn't, based on the answer. And there were, I know, at least one prior objection letter and another letter, and the council members received all that. See any postponements or issues raised from the city attorney's office with regard to that correspondence.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Nope.
4 ayes, 1 no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn back to the citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Mayor, thank you.
Yes.
I'm Joe Sincotta. So here I am. I've been here at some meeting. I understand what happened. I appreciate it. My client, Jim Lasek, is here. He did come. He's his own guy, and he wants to speak and comment and just give his thing.
Sure.
So he's going to do that. I'm not going to comment on the issue.
Could I just ask you to state your address?
Yeah. Joe Sincotta, my office is at 757 North Broadway. Pardon me, I got a bit of a cold. In Milwaukee, 53202. So, I didn't want to preface that and let you know who I am. But I'm not going to comment on the merits of it tonight because of the motion. But I didn't want his presenting to suggest that we were trying to do, you know, he wants to talk. He's got some petitions. So.
Sure.
Thanks.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Jim Lysak, 8756 West Mallard Court. You know, first of all, I want to give these petitions. This is just a few.
City clerk.
But I have more at home. That's just some of the complaints that people have about the Meijer store. Now, as elected officials, my comment is, I was going to talk about the Meijer store, but my comment is to you people. You people are supposed to uphold all the laws and all the recommendations, both city, state, and federal laws. And that's why we elect you, to uphold these laws, to read them carefully and know them. And if you're going to just pass over any of these laws or let them go by, that's not right. And that's not treating us as constituents right. So I'm asking, what makes a good councilman or a council person? those that get the job done, what makes a great council person? Those that get the job done for their constituents. That's a great council person. You just don't go about doing things and letting people come in and just demand things. You have to sit down and evaluate all these laws, all of these things that as a council you put together in 2004 or 2006 and said, we didn't want this, we didn't want that. Now you're going to try and get something through that disagrees with what you originally set up. Fine. But did you ever hear the term win-win? I'm sure a lot of you have. I know I have, and so have the lawyers, and so have everybody else. A win-win situation is for you people to sit down with Myers and come down with something that we as citizens can live with as well as they can live with. And I'll just give you a small example. Take with it whatever you want. If Myers was to go back, the lawyers were to go back to Meyer and say, hey, these people, there's a facet out there that does not want the store at all, but they're willing to say, if we make the small store smaller, according to your own wishes back in 2004 or 6, and if we don't have a 24/7 store, they're not going to have a problem with this. Well, a person like myself then would look very favorably on Meyer saying, hey, they're backing off a little bit. Now, fine, build your store, make it a little bit smaller so it doesn't affect, you're satisfying the DNR then because it won't affect their wetlands if they make the store smaller. You're satisfying the people because they don't want that big of a store. You're satisfying yourself because in your own rules you said we didn't want any big box stores and we didn't want any 24-hour stores. So it's a win-win for everybody. All they have to do is go back and convince Myers to build the store a little bit smaller and not be 24/7. And then you can offer them other locations on 27th Street, on 76th Street, wherever else they want to build another store. That's my point.
Thank you, sir. Well spoken, by the way. Was this the complete packet?
By complete, what do you mean?
That you want to submit to us?
Well, yes, for now.
Okay.
The signatures or my letter? The signatures.
Yeah, signatures. Yeah. I noticed that there, too. Nice. Alderman Olson and Alderman Schmidt, for the most part. Okay, thanks. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Hi, I'm John Hudson, 9402 West Prairie Grassway. When you guys look back at 2004, that was 8 years ago, the world changes in 8 years. You'll go to any new store going on in the Milwaukee area, it's a bigger store. Look at Woodman's going up to Waukesha. It's going to be bigger than the one he got down in Oak Creek. Everything's going bigger because the general public is getting bigger. City of Franklin just spent all the money to redo the sewer salty here. That's all going to be subdivisions. Meyer's going to be the closest grocery store to it. Look at what the future has. I think the store is the right size for the future. There's going to be over 20,000 homes going out there. You're talking, what is it, 5 acres? I could be wrong on the size, but it goes quite a ways through all that farm field out there, all new sewer and water. You're not going to build a subdivision out there? You got to be a dummy if you don't. And we need the tax base for our schools. They want to raise it up $33 per thousand. That's putting mine close to $1,000 up this coming year for a referendum. Please pass this store. We need it, and the future needs it. Don't think of the past. Think of the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? If not, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period and turn to item E, organizational business, boards and commission appointments. You have before you the name of Mary Remington.
Minutes, Your Honor.
Sorry. I keep waiting on that. You have before you the minutes of September 18th, 2012. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now you have before you the name of Mary Remington for the Parks Commission District.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please. I'm sorry, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Schmidt? Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Salmon.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye. Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Item F1 and 2 is only for informational purposes. I just wanted to let you know that from time to time, our state senators, in fact, do contact the city of Franklin and their representatives and ask us a number of questions about different items. It also that on occasion, a number of us have contacts with people like Ron Johnson that they are very interested in their local government, both Herb Cole and Ron Johnson. It's only to let you and the general public know that, in fact, on a day-to-day basis, we do come in contact with the senators. I don't think I've talked about that a lot, but I do get contacted. Say Congressman Paul Ryan has also, and his representatives, have been in touch with us over the years. Dave Craig, who's now a state representative, gets in touch with us, so sometimes government actually works, and we get things done. So that's the gist of why it's on here. Item 1, G1, consent agenda. Is there any request for separate action? Is there a motion to approve?
Question.
Yes, Alderman Solomon.
What's the suggestion for moving the common council meeting?
You have one?
Madam
Clerk?
The budget is expected to be referred to a special council meeting. That was the recommendation of the Director of Finance, Director of Administration for November 13th.
That's already on the approved budget calendar that is now. The Common Council already set that.
So as long as there is a meeting date on there, it's my recommendation to refer the, or to reschedule the 6th to the 13th. You have the budget hearing on November 5th at the Committee of the Whole and a special council meeting for the purpose that was discussed earlier. So it's my recommendation that you pick the 13th, but you can pick whatever day you want.
I'll make that motion.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Good move. Second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Madam Clerk.
Just so the public knows and the aldermen know also that this motion also establishes Sunday, October 28th from 4 till 7 as trick-or-treat observance. It was kind of bundled in there on the consent. Just
try to bury it. I see.
Alderman Olson, you said some nice things last night. I'm not going to say anything. So that's all right. With that, is there a motion to approve items 1A and C?
So moved.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G2, a resolution to allow City of Franklin Police Department to become the primary PSAP, public safety answering point for cellular.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Chief, could you just, for the sake of the public, let them know what we're doing? And as you're coming forward, I just want to say I wholeheartedly support this this move. Thank you for bringing it forward.
Police Department is looking to get into selective routing. Basically, we want to get all 911 cell calls routed directly to the department. Right now, they're currently being first routed to the Sheriff's Department, and then they transfer them over. There's a number of problems and issues with that system, and it's the basic. We just wanted to be able to get 911 calls from cell phones routed directly to our dispatch center.
Okay. Yeah, motion on the floor has been seconded for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have item 3, issuance of building permit for Wheaton Franciscan Medical.
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 4, we've taken up. Item 5, resolution conditionally approving a land combination for tax key numbers as listed on the agenda.
Move to
approve. Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you item 6, resolution authorizing certain officials executed development agreement with the People's Choice Corporation. Alderman Solomon.
Move to approve.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. I'm going to go to item 8, reject award of contract to low bidder Lalonde Contractors for the explanation given. There's been a motion approved. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, Alderman Solomon.
This is actually last year's CDBG money, correct?
It's both last year's and this year's. It was done in one project, but they didn't give us the
they didn't give us the money, so this is going to take it farther than Minnesota. This is going all the way to Rawson.
The county board committee, the alderman can clarify if it's got the board yet, but the committee did approve the full $80,000 to take the next phase. Since they tend to be slow in the contracts, in 2013 we'll probably do this section in spring and do the next one in the summer after we get the next award.
Wouldn't you get a better price if you do the whole thing at the same time? Yeah, it's just time and issue. Okay.
The answer to Mark's question is yes, it passed the county board on Thursday.
Good work. I think you got three of them through for us, right?
Yeah, all three.
Good job. All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. I'm going to go to item 9, Committee of the Whole recommendation. Mayor has recommended 2013 budget. Alderman Taylor.
Well, we ran a quick meeting. It was a very little discussion, just on a couple issues. Just a couple minor changes, the main one being the $20,000 that was put in after the result calculations done for the quarry monitoring. We actually removed, which Mark, if you want to give us how that changes the tax rate and the levy. But other than that, it was a very smooth meeting due to the fact that the mayor, along with staff, spent a number of months putting together a very good budget. And it was smoother than I thought possible. I think we made the right decision to actually handle it this way. And hopefully it all is easy, but odds are they won't be.
Do you have any motions?
We have a motion. What would you proper motion, Mark?
No motions necessary because it was set up so that action could be taken in the whole city.
Okay.
So the action that was necessary was achieved last night?
Yes. The committee of the whole finalized what would be the budget submitted to public hearing, and staff is in the process of preparing that notice for the public hearing.
All right. So no action is required. I just want to, city attorney, you concur?
That's correct. It's that local code that allows action at committee level when it serves
And for the benefit of those in the audience and the general public, there are additional steps that are going to be taken. There's still a public hearing where the public where the testimony will be taken for the council, and considerations will be given based on that testimony.
That'll be November 5th.
And November 5th. And I want to thank the Common Council President for running a good meeting last night, I also want to thank the aldermen for some of their kind statements. Mark, Liberta, and Paul, and Cal Patterson, and all the department heads, I do believe, did a very good and responsible job of putting a budget together. As the documentation and the budget showed, we are already at bare bones, and we understand that many departments are just holding on and trying to get the stuff done, but I think what the budget represents is that we appreciate that many of our constituents are going through some very difficult times as well. So if they can tighten their belt, we can tighten ours. So with that, I want to thank you again. Item 7, resolution for an urban forestry grant program for 2013 Emerald Ash Borer Response Project. Mr. Romans? You're not going to spoil the apple cart now.
I would hope not, because there's nothing really bad about this at all, except for the fact that Emerald Ash Borer continues to spread, and there is a need to continue to acquire trees for replacements and also to keep a monitor on it. The state offers a match grant to the amount of $50,000, $25,000, $25,000 for purposes like specified for tree acquisition and the monitoring of the program.
Move to that.
Second.
Alderman Solomon.
You can plant 20,000 trees, but if somebody doesn't go back and water them, like we saw this last summer, we had trees that were 5 years old that the residents did not water, and they are dead, and they'll have to be replaced next year. So if you spend the time to plant them, you're going to need to spend the maintenance to get a water truck out there and water them. That's my only comment.
But just a suggestion, Mr. Liberta, maybe we could put something in a upcoming newsletter front page, just reminding the residents that we are trying to take care of this disease, but we really rely on them to also water the plants that are put in. It greatly help us. Okay, and there was a motion on the floor, so seconded under discussion. Alderman Taylor.
I'm just going to throw something. Is there some responsibility of the homeowners to actually take some ownership in the tree in the front yard? I mean, if they're not going to water and it dies, do we want to really spend more money and put another tree there? I mean, that's just something that should be considered. It's no different than when we do this. We put down where the old tree was. We put down dirt. We put down grass seed. And we cover it up. And I can go down my road because my area has been one nailed. And, you know, some people water and it looks and you never know anything was there, and others don't. Well, are we supposed to go back out there and put down more topsoil and more seed? And no. So are we seriously going to go back out there 2 years, 3 years down the road and plant another tree knowing that the person didn't take care of this one? Is that what we're doing?
At this time, that's not.
Okay, I don't think it should be the plan. I mean, I think that's the wrong way to do it. They were given another tree. If they're not going to take ownership and take care of it, then I don't think we should put another one up. That's just my position.
Okay. Mr. Schaefer, I'm trying to remember your name. You do such a good job, we rarely see you.
Yeah, just a couple of things briefly about the trees. This past summer when we did have the drought, we did have three water trucks out continuously. We were watering. But we could only get to a certain point with the trees. 5 years back, some of them trees we didn't get to, but that's the chance you have to take when you do have a lot of trees. But we were out watering trees continuously. Another thing, when we plant the trees, we do what we call a door hanger, where we do ask, we explain to the citizens, they received a new tree, we tell them, you know, we mulch the trees. And if they could water the trees, it would really help out, kind of explain how much water the trees need. So we are trying in that respect to get the message out. I think we do, overall, we do quite well. But some of the trees, you know, the people just don't get to it or whatever. And some of them are not going.
Well, you know, we only get rare chances to thank you, Jerry, for the great work that you do out there. This program, we were one of the first communities to put this program in place, so thank you for everything that you've done. We have a motion that's on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Let's hear miscellaneous licenses. Alderman Solomon.
AANS Incorporated, Class A Combination, approved pending satisfactory duties report. Ambritz, approved. Anders, approved.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Yes.
Mr. Deal, will you talk? Can you talk to Marge Shore about the blast that occurred the other day and give her that this is to be referred to the monitoring committee on Thursday and that we have reports coming back? Sorry,
Ambritz approved, Anders approved, Reed approved, Winkowski approved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you vouchers. You went so fast, I can't get to it. Let's see. List of vouchers numbers 144397 through 144530 in front of you. Is there a motion to approve?
All right.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Aye.
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 Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you the payroll dated September 21st, 2012. Is there a motion to approve?
Aye.
Is there a second? For discussion, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Niskanen.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman
Olson. Yep.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Were you signaling that we missed something, Mr. Liberto?
No.
Hey, he's been up a lot.
So we have motion adjourned.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.